There's a dangerous game playing out in North Durham neighborhoods every day. Deshaun Richardson, one of my old classmates, spends most of his time in a neighborhood around Dowd Street, just a few blocks from the WUNC studios. He knows that winning this game means surviving, and losing comes with real consequences.
We was out here fighting in front of the church. That's when I laid on the ground. I took that beating, boy. I was getting it in at first. That mother came up, snuck me, boy. He caught me from behind. He said, "Bah!" And I dropped to the ground. Next thing you know, there's six people on me. Boom, boom, boom.
Richardson is part of what he calls a clique. He says it's not really a gang, but most people would call it one. It's mostly made up of people living in the same neighborhood. And like a gang, it has a structure to maintain order. Richardson's clique has 16 laws, an oath, and a pledge. Its system of ranks is almost like a military, but instead of a general, they have an OG, original gangster.
You have your triple OG, your double OG, your OG. Who is it? The lieutenant, second lieutenant, lieutenant, second lieutenant. You got the captains, and you got YG.
Just like in any hierarchy, there are ways to climb the ladder to the top. Richardson says that to gain rank, you have to complete missions. Missions can be anything from fighting someone to robbing a house. When doing missions, you identify your clique by wearing a specific bandana. He calls it a flag.
Where you going? Do I got it? No, I'm on at the house. Oh, no. Damn, boy, he about to beat me, yo. He gonna beat me. I ain't got my flag.
Leaving your flag at home is breaking a rule, and that comes with a punishment. But this clique also serves as a support system. My uncle Humphrey Truitt worked with youth at risk of getting involved in gangs as a volunteer for the Durham Companions. He knows firsthand the dichotomy of gang life.
It's a family, and it's, you know, they consider themselves family, and that family is hard. You know, once they get into that world, it's hard to be broken, and the certain commitments they have to the gang is true, and it's real.
I was confused about how you could set somebody up, threaten to kill them, rob them, but still see them as family. What I failed to realize was that once you are a part of this life, you have people to watch your back. The clique provides support that many of its members have never had before.
Because at the end of the day, we all still going to look out for each other. This is my brother. If he's fighting, I'm fighting with him.
And like family members, they've developed their own system for keeping up with and looking out for each other.
That's how we alert one of the homies out here. So that's how we find out where everybody at. We go out and be like, "Yeah, you know how the Trace songs do that? Yeah." So we do it out loud, and somebody responds, be like, "Oh, that's such and such." Like, we done it so much to the point where we know everybody's voice. So we're like, "Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's Breeze over there. Oh, that's Tomato over there. That go Jahlil or whoever." We just go out there just name some names.
Despite the camaraderie the clique gives him, Richardson says he wants to get out so he can live carefree and worry-free. He wants a job, a house, and doesn't want to have to answer to anybody. But in order to get out, you get beaten. The only exceptions are veterans. They are usually able to leave without consequences because of the time they have put in. For those members of the clique like Richardson, who haven't put in as many years, getting out is complicated.
Do I want to get out to life? Yes and no. Yes, because I see a dead end street. And no, because I know once I see that dead end street, I know who's actually going to have my back when I meet it. Maybe give me, stretch that street off just a little bit longer. Just give me a little bit longer to walk this street before I actually hit the dead end. And that's what the homies is for.
With the Summer Youth Radio Institute, I'm Kamaya Truitt Martin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. Oh,